I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on September 27th, 2019. The Ubuntu team released beta versions of the desktop, server, and cloud editions of Ubuntu 19.10 today. This release includes a kernel upgrade to 5.3, and beta versions of the various Ubuntu flavors are also available for download. The stable release is expected to land on October 17th. This is an interim release for Ubuntu and will only receive 9 months of support, reaching end of life in July of 2020. Rumors that Microsoft is going to bring its Edge browser to Linux seem to have been well-founded. Sean Larkin, a technical program manager for Edge at Microsoft, tweeted out a survey yesterday asking developers about their Linux distribution and packaging format preferences. He further explained, "We on the Microsoft Edge development team are fleshing out requirements to bring Edge to Linux, and we need your help with some assumptions." The Free Software Foundation put out a call for session proposals for next year's LibrePlanet conference, set to be held in Boston in March of 2020. This will be their 12th annual Social Justice and Technology event, and this year will be themed around the phrase, Free the Future. Anyone interested in giving a presentation has until Wednesday, November the 20th, to submit a proposal. A link to the submission page will be in the show notes. While the Free Software Foundation is continuing its business as usual, its former president, Richard M. Stallman, has announced that he will retain his leadership position at the GNU project via that project's mailing list. This comes despite an earlier warning from the Software Freedom Conservancy that he should step down from positions of leadership within the free software movement. And finally, Google turned 21 today. Although Google was incorporated on September 4th in 1998, over the years, Google has chosen to mark its birthday on different days within the month of September, and it has decided that today will be its 21st birthday. As usual, they are celebrating with a special Google Doodle, as well as a 21% discount for certain hardware items for European customers. Unfortunately, the celebration is excluding customers in the United States, and it excludes certain products, such as the Stadia Bundle pre-order. There is some good news for worldwide Google customers, however. Owners of the Lenovo Chromebook have now received 3 additional years of extended support for some of their MediaTek-based models. Check the show notes for links to more details. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/15. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with more news next week.